I want to say a pleasant good morning to Dr. Taylor back in Cornwall, Ontario. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Wayne. How are you?
Well, you know, in 72 hours, you're going to be known as the Honorable Dr. Guard Taylor.
Yeah,
on behalf of all Jamaicans, wherever they are over the world listening to the show on the internet, in Calgary, wherever they are, we are very proud of you as a Jamaican and for your achievement. And I must start off by saying, not because you're my cousin, even make it even more reason to be even proud.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
But,
I'm really happy.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm really happy that, that this has happened. And it's not only just for me, but for my family and all the Jamaicans that are abroad and at home.
Well, the reason why I'm saying, you know, Jamaicans, you are firstly a Jamaican. We have all right to be proud of you. That someone of your caliber is just going to prove that, we have some most outstanding people that comes out of Jamaica. And I might say it, you're one of the world's best renowned ophthalmologists.
Thanks very much, Lena. It's true hard work, I guess, studying hard and just doing what I like doing and what I like best. And I think,
You're a very humble person. I must say that above all. Very, very, very humble. But apart from on Heroes Day, on the 17th, you'll be receiving the Order Jamaica, which is one of the highest award offered by the Jamaican government. You're also the recipient of the Order of Distinction.
Yes, the Command of the Order of Distinction.
Command
yes,
of the Order
I got it about 12 years ago. Yes, that's correct.
Well, I tell you. Anyway, we go back to the 6th of August, 1962. Remember
right.
that day?
Yes, can't forget that day.
You were a Queen's Scout.
Queen's Scout, that's right.
And you represented the Queen of England on behalf of the government of Jamaica on our independence to be the person selected to raise the Jamaican flag for the first time.
Yeah, that was quite a thing actually for me as a teenager to be asked to lower the Union Jack for the last time and raise the Jamaican flag for the first time, and that was quite an honor. And several years later, I still think that's probably one of the most memorable occasions of my life.
It has to be, because looking back at how many years later, you were the person that was at the helm of doing this duty. Lower the Union Jack, up goes the Jamaican flag.
All right.
Okay, apart from that, you are director involved in Orbitz, and you may explain to the listeners what Orbitz is. A lot of people know about it, some people don't know what it is, but you can probably tell us what it's all about.
Well, Orbitz is an international organization, and we, our sole purpose is to prevent and treat blindness. We started off with an airplane, and it started with a DC-8, but that got old, so we're now in a DC-10. And this is an airplane has been converted into a eye hospital. And we go all over the world training people, doctors, ophthalmologists, how to do various ophthalmic procedures. We also have biomedical engineering training, nursing training, and also cyber site, which is where people can, through internet, send in problem cases, and we can find the right person to make the diagnosis and help these people over the net. We have offices in all over the world, and there's an Orbitz Canada, of which I'm a past president and now vice president, and our sole purpose is to fundraise and sort of make that program better. Incidentally, we just started a program in Jamaica at the Bustamante Children's Hospital in Kingston, and the Bustamante Children's Hospital is the only pediatric hospital in the English-speaking Caribbean. And we, in Orbitz and Orbitz Canada, we're trying to develop eye care at Bustamante so that it becomes a tertiary eye care center. And it's working very well. And through donations from various people, we're able to move ahead and start this project. But we're still soliciting, more donations for for the development of the pediatric hospital, at Eye Hospital.
Great. The aircraft, as a matter of fact, Orbis, was here in Vancouver about a year ago.
Correct.
And boy, I tell you, a lot of people toured that aircraft, and what a magnificent hospital is it. But having said that, I've had the privilege on many occasions to watch a lot of documentary about you on TV and the great work you've done. And of course, I always tease that you probably should own your own aircraft because of the way that you like to fly. Because every time I try to get hold of you, you're either in Vietnam, Ghana, Zimbabwe, Saudi Arabia, name it. And I think probably you're one of the only few persons in the world that are allowed to go to any country that you want. Without any restrictions.
I do enjoy this thing, and I spend quite a lot of time away from my practice and the university doing this international work, and I think it's important that you teach other people and sort of disseminate your skills and your knowledge, and I think it's terribly important, and that's why I spend a lot of time doing that. I do travel, but it's okay for me. I'm comfortable with it, and I like passing through Vancouver, stopping and having a chat with my cousin, and
on the way to or from Hong Kong.
But, on the way to or from Hong Kong, right? Yeah.
But tell me some of the places. Tell me some of the places that you hold the honorary professor of various countries for the various hospitals or whatever it is.
Yeah, I am the professor of ophthalmology at the Hunan University in Changsha, China. And I think I'm the only foreign professor in that department. I'm also in Bangladesh at the Islamic Eye Hospital. And I'm also a professor there. And quite a while ago, I was a member of the Jordanian Ophthalmology Society. So, I have a few.
Your first international recognition was to do with cornea transplant, if I remember that.
This goes back to in the 1980s, where I started doing a lot of cornea transplant. In fact, I was first person to do a cornea transplant in Cornwall, Ontario, Canada. And, it's fortunate to be at the right place at the right time. And I had the training. I was trained in Miami at the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute to do this. And I was fortunate that I was at the right place at the right time, able to do this for people.
Well, my friend, my cousin, I want to say on behalf of all Jamaicans, everybody, heartiest congratulations of receiving the Order of Jamaica on the 17th, which is a national holiday in Jamaica, Heroes Day. It's well-deserved because I watched a video that was taped at a big recognition they had for you back in about a couple of months ago. Yeah. And you had one of your best friends who paid a lot of respect for you, which is Grubb.
Grubb, Cooper, yeah, from Fab Five.
From Fab Five. And watching the video, he did a song that is well played all over the world for you called Congrats, My Friend. Okay, yeah. We're going to play that track because that was a great tribute. But in closing, God, having watched all that, the video of that big honor they had for you, one of the doctors said it would take 10 pages of a book to outline your recognition. And, I mean, that's an amazing feat.
Yeah.
Amazing feat. Yeah. And above all, I like about you the way you do, you take anyone into your house, anyone into your arms, and you do all this in the label of love. The videos I've watched you restore inside for people who I've never seen before in their life, it's amazing. And having said that, hopefully next year when Jamaica have its Independence Gala here, I'm extending to you on behalf of the Jamaica Association to probably be our guest speaker because, you're somebody that we're proud of, and I'm sure you'll be an interesting guest speaker.
That'd be wonderful. And I just want to say, Wayne, at this function on Monday at there, that not only am I getting this out of Jamaica, but my brother, Willie.
Oh, yes.
Is also another cousin. Is also getting the Order of Distinction. And I think it's a proud moment for my family and especially my mother, who is going to be there. And she's 87 years old. And I just too bad my father is not around to see that. But it's, I don't think there are many occasions where you have two brothers being honored by the government of Jamaica on the same occasion, same time. So
it's the first time I can ever imagine this happening.
Yeah, and I think it's gonna be a great occasion. And come rain or shine, we're gonna be there.
Okay, well, looking at, I'll catch up with you tomorrow at Pearson International Airport.
Okay, Wayne, and enjoy this song. I hope your listeners enjoy this song, because my job, I think it's a great song.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's a great song. And once again, we are proud of you.
Thank you, Wayne.
And as a Jamaican, we are proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Proud to be a Jamaican.
All right.
Bye,
see you tomorrow
bye.
In Toronto.
Bye. Okay, bye.
This is a track that was done by Fabulous Five, Grub Cooper. It simply says, congrats, my friend. And congratulations to you once again. One of the most outstanding Jamaicans in the world.
You could have been anything you chose to be. The genius that you are, you control your destiny. New horizons you conquer each and every day. And my words are not enough to say the things I wanna say. This world is your stage, and you are playing your part. Can't see or miss are the keys to your heart. God go with you, my friend, in everything you do. I'm proud to call you friend. Enough respect you. The things you're doing for mankind will last your whole life through. Congrats, my friend. God go with you. Many hearts reach out to you from all across our world. Your healing hands have touched the lives of man, woman, boy and girl. You have opened up their eyes in more ways than you'll ever know. And in the midst of your elation, you can feel their love flow. God go with you, my friend. You're doing for mankind will last your whole life through. Congrats, my friend. God go with you. You are a special kind of man. You were made that way. Remarkable ability and talents are only superseded by your generosity, your deep humility, and your love for mankind. Enough love, enough respect. This world is your stage, and you are playing your part. Can't see or miss are the keys to your heart. My friend, in everything you do, I'm proud to call you friend. Enough respect you. The things you're doing for mankind will last your whole life through. Congrats, my friend. My friend, in everything you do, I'm proud to call you friend. Enough respect you. The things
you're doing for mankind.